Blog Talk Radio.
And that can only mean one thing. It's time for another edition of SNY's TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Riceballs. Donahue, Tommy D, is not with me tonight as he's in his softball championship. So good luck, Tommy D. The time is 9:02. Obviously, you know the phone number, 646-478-5554 here on TheKnicksBlog.com. The Knicks Blog Radio is going to take you up until 10 o'clock. Not a whole lot going on the basketball front here in the NYC. Real quick mention I want to mention now, obviously callers on the line, stick there, I'll get to you. Just want to say congratulations to Al Harrington on Saturday for getting married to his wife, and all the best to the Harrington family. And also want to send out a congratulations to the one and only number two, Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees, for breaking Lou Gehrig's all-time record for the New York Yankees for hits. So good job, Derek, and congratulations, Al. Not too much going on in the basketball front in the NYC. As I just said, Anthony Donahue, Tony Riceball is with you. Going to take you up until 10 o'clock here on TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. And it's funny, before the show starts, because there's not much going on, I'm like digging through every website. Am I missing something? Is there something going on that I'm not so sure about? And there's not. A few nuggets out there. Is there a chance that there could be a David Lee for Carlos Boozer swap? Something that Rick Bucher just reported on ESPN.com. Chris Alvino has it on the blog right now on TheKnicksBlog.com. I don't know. I mean, I know that Boozer wants out of the Jazz. I mean, he makes $12 million, so even if he signed even David Lee to $8 million, you'd have to get another player involved for $4 million. So that's probably a long shot, a Boozer for David Lee swap, maybe another player from the Jazz. Maybe if you get a third team involved, that's a possibility. A trade like that could work for both teams. And a question that I brought up, when I woke up this morning, I was reading a report, I think it's on fanhouse.com, that the agent for David Lee, Mark Bartlestein, was talking about how there's still a possibility for a sign-and-trade. Obviously, the number is 646-478-5554. I'll get to your calls in a little bit here on TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, taking you up until 10. Rice Ball's with you. The thing that I was wondering that I'm really curious about has, and I really don't have any inside information on this particular subject, has David Lee and his agent Mark Bartlestein burned bridges with the New York Knicks to a point where maybe he can't come back? I'm not so sure about that. I don't think so. I'd like to hear what you think. Because it's gone so long, because it's the middle of September, it's September 16th, camp is media days in a week and 5 days, the first practice is in a week and 6 days, and there hasn't got a deal done yet. The Knicks have yet to offer David Lee a contract. Could there be some tension right now between the Lee camp and Donnie Walsh and the Knicks organization? You have to think there is, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to come out on the air here on TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, and say there's tension, say there's hostility between the Knicks and David Lee. I don't know if there is. I'm just saying, could that be a possibility? As far as Nate Robinson, it looks like Nate will be back. I do believe that the Knicks really, if another team went after Nate, the Knicks were not even going to match. For some reason, not one team in the league is interested in Nate Robinson. Or maybe was interested in Nate Robinson, nobody went after him, so the Knicks will take Nate Robinson back. When a deal gets signed, I'm not so sure. 646-478-5554 is the number. Obviously, if you're in New York City, if you're around the country and you're watching a lot of TV, reading the newspapers, reading the websites, you know that LeBron James has been all over New York City the last few days promoting his new book, Shooting Stars. Should be a nice read. I'll definitely pick that up and give that a read, as I, regardless if LeBron comes to the Knicks a lot, he is an individual I respect tremendously. Love it. You know, the guy's a great player, and hopefully he'll be a great player in New York City. I'm praying, you're praying, we're all praying. The people in Cleveland, they're not praying that, but I'm praying that. Nets fans, Celtics fans, Heat fans, they're not praying that. I am, as I am a Knicks fan. Here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. One thing I want to get into on the show with you, the callers, and myself in a little bit is the rotation of the New York Knicks this season. I mean, I write down these names, and there is 12 players that could get, now, barring any massive injury, caller, stand in line, I'll get to you guys in a sec. Barring any major injury, there's 11 to 12 guys that could all conceivably, and that's if Nate and Ali come back, get minutes. Right now, and feel free to disagree. If the season started today and Lee and Nate are there and nobody gets hurt, here is my starting lineup here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Rice Ball's with you, taking you up until 9:07 right now on this beautiful Wednesday night in the NYC. It's a little chilly out. Break out your sweatshirts. Break out your hoodies. Break out your nice little fall coats. Don't get out the North Faces yet, but get out the little fall jackets, little vests, little sweatshirts, and you're good to go here in the NYC in New York State and wherever you're listening here on theKnicksBlog.com. Unless you're in Florida, California, then wear what you've been wearing. Right now, the season started today. My starting lineup, at point guard, I'm going with Chris Duhon. At shooting guard, because he's a veteran, because he's in a contract year, because I think he fits as a starter, I'm going with Larry Hughes. Shooting guard, a small forward, I know he plays the four a lot with Mike D'Antoni, played the four a lot in Golden State, but I like Al Harrington at the three, David Lee at the four, and at the big five-man position, I'm going with Eddie Curry. And then off the, I know I think Gallo will be a star. I think Wilson will be a potential star in the league. But for the team the Knicks have right now, and then off the bench, I like Wilson, Danilo Gallinari, Nate Robinson as your three main guys off the bench. And then you still got Jordan Hill, the number six pick in the draft. You still got Tony Douglas. You still got Darko Milicic. And you still got Jared Jeffries. I don't think Jared Jeffries deserves run. But the other guys all conceivably deserve minutes, and that's Douglas, Milicic, Jordan Hill, Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, Nate Robinson, Jared Jeffries, and the five guys I named as starters, and Duhon, Hughes, Harrington, Lee, and Curry, which is my starting lineup. Feel free to disagree on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. That is 12 guys. And if you're going to be a winning basketball team in this league, in the National Basketball Association, you know what? You can't play 12 guys if you're going to win. Hell, you can't even play 10, so is that going to be the starting lineup? Probably not. If you ask Mike D'Antoni over a couple Heinekens right now, what's your starting lineup or some nice Italian wine? You know Coach D probably likes that fine wine. He probably has no idea. So if I don't know what the starting lineup is going to be, please don't make me a bad radio host because I'm not sure. Because for a team that won 32 games, there is a lot of talent. But you know what? There will be injuries. There will be some setbacks in training camp. Other things on the docket, Michael Jordan's speech. I'd like to hear what you thought about that here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. 646-478-5554. Is there a ton of calls on the line? I'll get to them in a minute. Mike took a lot of shots at people. Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Pat Riley, and Jeff Van Gundy, among a few that Mike took shots at. I felt like I didn't have much of a problem with it. Of course, the shot at Isaiah Thomas, how could you not like? Is there a time and place for everything? Was the Hall of Fame the right place for Michael Jordan to kill everybody? He did it with a smile on his face, but you could tell he probably meant it. I'm not going to spend too much time on the Michael Jordan Hall of Fame speech, as that was Friday night, but if you want to call up and talk about Michael Jordan's speech, feel free to call up and do that here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. If you want to call up and talk other NBA stuff, whether it's Allen Iverson going to the Grizzlies, who he thinks is going to come out of the East, who he thinks is going to come out of the West, feel free to do so. So let's open up the phones right now, 646-478-5554. You know the drill. When I say your area code, start talking. If there's more than, let's say, for example, we got two 646 numbers, I'm going to say 646, then the next three numbers, and then you start talking, okay? We've been doing it for a few months now, but obviously every show there will be new listeners. So let's get it going. Let's start in Manhattan. 646-478-5554 is the number, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's start it off with area code 212. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, this is Benji calling. How you doing?
What's up, Benji? How's it going,
hey,
man?
Good, good. Good intro song.
Thank you. You liked it. Remember the Knicks used to come out to that?
Yeah, they did.
Back in 99-2000 season.
Uh-huh.
And the playoffs in 99.
You can't go wrong with that. I
can't
just wanted
go
to
wrong.
Make a basic point that
sure.
I think Donnie Walsh is doing a horrible, horrible job here. I mean, it's interesting when I speak to people, they all think he's doing a great job by not doing anything because they don't think there's anything to be done. But the way I see it, you know, I think it's like if you take the example of, you know, two kids fighting and they're going back and forth and there's never a resolution. That's the way I look at Donnie Walsh. I mean, sooner or later you got to give in and someone's got to make a move here. Like you said, camp starts in 13 days, media days in 12 days. You know, we need to get on with this team and shape out this roster.
But here's the thing. When Jim Dolan flew to Indiana or Mike D'Antoni, Jim Dolan and Donnie Walsh had their first conversation. Obviously, Scott Layden and Isaiah Thomas tried to improve the team by doing whatever the hell they did. We don't even need to get into what they did.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Donnie Walsh, when he was speaking to Jim Dolan upon taking this job, Donnie Walsh said, hey, Jimmy, here's the deal. We're probably going to stink for another 3 years, but I'm going to get us under the cap so we have cap space for the summer of 2010 and 2011. Now, in the seasons of 08, 09, 09, 10, I can't guarantee you anything, but if you give me a chance to 2010 and basically let us tank, I'll take the job. Jimmy was sold. He said yes. So this is what Donnie Walsh is expecting, and I don't necessarily have a huge problem with it, but we're going to really see. You can't say Donnie Walsh is a good or bad GM for the Knicks so far. You can say he's good because Isaiah Thomas can never get under the cap, but we'll find out, Benji, if Donnie Walsh is a good GM around this time next year. If he has LeBron or Dwayne Wade or a cast of, you know, star players in here or one star player and a lot better role players, then we'll really see how good of a GM Donnie Walsh is. But right now, I still think it's unfair to say if he's good or bad. I know he's good for getting under the cap, and that's basically the thing about Donnie Walsh. You have to wait till next summer to really see how good of a GM he is, because in order to get great, Benji, you can't just settle for mediocrity. We could have kept with Crawford and Randolph last year, made the playoffs, got to the second round. Does that get you a parade down Broadway in the Canyon of Heroes? No. So tearing it down and then building it back up, starting this summer, last summer, and next summer going for the big guns might be the thing to do.
That brings me to the point of, I understand Donnie has the vision of, you know, 2 years from now, but they could have made some additions, you know. I watched, I don't know if you caught Allen Iverson's press conference.
I saw that. I would have brought in Iverson. I would have brought in.
Yeah,
Iverson.
That was amazing. I mean, that inspired me. I mean, if that had been for the Knicks, I mean, that brought tears to my eyes. I mean,
I don't know if Allen Iverson would have been a long term fix. And Benji, we thank you for the phone call. You're always a great listener here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. I'm Benji. Call up next Wednesday, 9 p.m. I would have brought in Allen Iverson. Would I have given Allen Iverson a 2 or 3 year contract? No. Would I have given Allen Iverson a one-year deal with maybe some incentives? Yeah, I would have, because at least it shows the fan base for this season. Now, if the Knicks are all healthy with this lineup, could they compete for the playoffs? Maybe. But if you would have brought in Allen Iverson, you would have got him for cheap. It would have been New York City. He would have had something to prove. It at least shows your fans and the fan base, myself included, that, hey, we're really trying to compete this season. I think they're trying to compete anyway, but bringing a guy like Allen Iverson, and you would have got him for cheap, would have been something good. Bottom line is the Grizzlies brought in Allen Iverson, the Knicks didn't, and the Knicks right now need to move forward with what they have, and what they have is really not much, and David Lee and Nate Robinson are technically still unemployed for the New York Knicks. 646-478-5554. Let's go to area code 646. You're on the air at theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. What's up, man? You're on the air. Hello? I hear you. 646-262, you're on the air. All right, call back. 646-478-5554 is the number. Let's go to area code 718. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello, area code 718. You're on the air. 718-753. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, hey, my bad.
No, it's all right. Just all I ask for one thing on the show. Be ready. Just be ready.
All right.
What's going on? What's your name?
My name is Vanny.
Where are you
and,
going? Come on. You gotta let me know. I need to know these things.
I'm from Queens, man.
All right. What's up, man?
I had a question. How do you become a general manager in the first place? How do you do that stuff?
How do you become a general manager? Man, I'm doing a radio show right now. I'm not so sure, but I think there's a lot to it. I think you got to know something about the game, the sport, your craft, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is. I think you might have to be a name. You look at a guy like Donnie Walsh. He started from scratch. Look at a guy like – then you also have young GMs like – you know, I hate to say his name, like an Isaiah Thomas, like a Michael Jordan was with Washington, guys who got the job based on their name. You see that a lot in basketball, a lot of young former players.
No, but how do you do it just like straight to like general managing? Like, you know, people do it from like career and then to general managing, but I'm thinking how do you do it like that?
I guess if you're a big name, like a former player, you get, you know the owner, you get yourself an interview, you sell yourself, now you got yourself a job.
But what
I
if
know
you're
it
not
sounded
in
easy. What if what?
What if you're not a player? What if you just want to, like, you know, just become a general manager straight like that?
Man, I guess you just got to go up the ranks and kiss a couple butts and work your butt off, work your tail off, know your stuff, and then hopefully impress your bosses like any other job, and hopefully you'll get to the top one day. I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm not looking to become a GM, but I like any profession. If you want to become top dog in your profession, or you just got to work your ass off and keep plugging, keep working hard, kiss the right butts, you know, make the right moves, show your bosses what you can do, have a plan, and hey, maybe you'll be an NBA GM one day.
All right.
Anything else?
Jordan's conference.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the best conferences and best speeches I've heard from him.
Yeah, no problem with it.
When he said, I had fire and all the people added wood to that fire, I thought that was the greatest thing I've ever heard from him. What's your thought on that?
No, I did say, you know, is there a time and place for everything? But I had no problem with it. I would love to have Eddie Curry have half the fire Michael Jordan had.
No, but he said it so nicely. He said it so emotionally and so, like, realistic. It wasn't, like, fake garbage.
No, I respected it. I respected the hell out of it, basically saying, you know, these people gave me fire. I had no problem with it. I respected it. I had no problem with it. Hey, did he really need to take a shot at my boy John Starks? No, I'm just kidding. I had no problem with that. But no, I had no problem with the things Mike said in his Hall of Fame speech.
All right.
He was being honest. He was basically saying, these people added fuel to my fire that made me want to be great. Anything else, Benji?
No, I'm actually Danny. I'm not Benji.
Danny, sorry, my bad.
For the 2010 thing, right? 2010 free agency. The best possible chance, what player do you think we get? I think now I'm a believer in the whole LeBron thing because in New York, the cable vision and everything, like, where do you look for, like, money? You look to New York because it's the greatest thing ever. So you could come there, you can make your money, you could become one of the greatest players ever. You can reshape the history of the Knicks, which is the greatest thing you could do possible, especially if you're a basketball player. So there's many things for him to come here. But at the same time, also, if he wouldn't want to stay in Akron, he should have re-signed that contract, which he didn't. So that puts him in a position, but that puts everybody in a position when they're thinking, oh, he might actually come here. And I think he is, and I want to know your thought on that.
I agree, Danny. We thank you for the phone call, 646-478-5554. Danny's a great caller to the show, by the way, here on KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Here's my thoughts on that. When you're a professional athlete, you might only get one or two, maybe three times in your career where you're going to be an unrestricted free agent. And next year is going to be one of those for LeBron James. It's going to be one of those for Dwayne Wade. So does that mean he's not loyal to the Cavs or Akron because he didn't sign a contract this summer? No, not necessarily. He does want to weigh his options. Now, if you're LeBron James, it's one deal or another, or no deal. It's a max contract. LeBron's not getting a penny less than a max contract from the Knicks, from the Cavs, from the Grizzlies. It's max or nothing. LeBron's going to make his money. From a standpoint of endorsements, and yes, he will make the most money in New York City, but would it make him a cult hero if he stays in Cleveland, stays in Akron, and plays for the Cavs for his whole career? Yes, it will. I think it does a lot for the game of basketball and for sports when you have a player stick with one team his whole career. Now, obviously, you look at a guy like Derek Jeter who stuck with the Yankees and probably will be a Yankee for his whole career. That's great. But remember, New York is a big city. The biggest city in the country, the best place to play in the country. It's very good for the sport when you have a huge name huge player, huge celebrity, stick with his team for his whole career in a small market, kind of like Reggie Miller with the Pacers, like Tim Duncan will be for the Spurs probably. It says a lot to a guy if he does that. Do I think there's a chance that LeBron will come to the Knicks now? Yes, I do. And the thing is, when LeBron is making his tour all over New York City this week, what's interesting to me is every show he goes on, every interview that he's taking part in, people are asking him about New York. People are asking him about coming to the Knicks. And he loves it. He loves every freaking second of it. If LeBron James really got bothered, really got annoyed about the questions of him coming to New York, you know what would happen behind the scenes? Either he would, or one of his publicists, one of his homeboys, or his agent would say in a press release to the media, to Jon Stewart, to whatever show he goes on, hey, don't mention New York, don't mention the Knicks. Does that happen? No! LeBron James loves every second of it. Now, Knicks fans, just because he loves it does not guarantee he's going to come here. Who in the world doesn't love attention? Who in the world doesn't love to be loved? Who in the world doesn't love to be wanted? That's what LeBron James is right now by New York City. And he is loving every second of it. 646-478-5554 is the number. And to answer Danny's question, what player is the best chance to come here? I think LeBron James is a decent chance to come to New York City. And as far as other players, you still got Joe Johnson, Dirk Nowitzki that are going to be available that summer. Paul Pierce is a free agent. Joe Johnson, Dwayne Wade, Amari Stoudemire, Chris Bosh are all available next summer. We'll see what happens. Let's focus on this season right now. 646-478-5554 is the number. Let's go to area code 201. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hey, Tommy D.
Hey, this is Anthony, Rice Balls.
No.
What's that?
No.
No what?
This is Andy from Jersey.
Okay, but I'm telling you, Tommy's not on the show. I'm Anthony. I'm the host.
Oh, Anthony.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, yeah, come on. You're going to come on the show, and you're going to tell me you're a big fan of mine. You don't even know my name.
All right. Look, you can give me a break, all right?
You're a fan of the blog, and now you got to become a fan of me. I'm the host of the show.
I'm a fan of anyone who's on the Knicks blog.
All right, cool. Why don't you hit me up on Facebook, too? Friend me, Anthony Donahue, and I'm glad that you're a fan of mine now.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So there was a report that Utah is interested in David Lee. So I was wondering how the trade with Boozer and David Lee would help the Knicks in the long run.
How would it help the Knicks in the long run? Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends. You know, right now, Carlos Boozer has 1 year left on his contract. It would help the Knicks for this season. And it's a piece that the Knicks would have and have his bird rights for the season after and for years to come. So if you have a LeBron James come here, and if you have a Dwayne Wade come here to have them play with a Carlos Boozer, would be a great thing. Carlos Boozer played with LeBron James in the 2003-04 season. Carlos Boozer loved playing with LeBron James. And maybe if you have Carlos Boozer here already, you're still under the cap, and now you're bringing LeBron James, and now you can sell LeBron. And listen, we got Carlos Boozer. We have Danilo Gallinari, we have Wilson Chandler, and the Knicks are still under the cap, bringing in LeBron James. So that's if Carlos Boozer wants to commit here after this year, if this trade really goes down, and that would maybe entice LeBron James even more to come here. Because as much as LeBron James would want to come to New York City for the bright lights of big money, the glamour and the glitz, it's going to be about, there's one main thing that it's about, and that's about winning basketball games and having a winning product on the court. If there is not a winning product on the court, no matter how much money LeBron James can make in this city, he will not come here.
And do you think that we're going to have to give up some young talent to get Boozer like Wilson Chandler or Danilo?
I mean, obviously you're going to have to give up David Lee.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't see the Knicks giving up Danilo Gallinari or possibly Wilson Chandler, but if anything, that's tough, man. You probably would have to give up another piece. I'm not sure. Maybe a draft pick down the road. Maybe a third team would have to get involved. Remember, it's just a little rumor right now from ESPN.com. There's really no steam to it yet. Could there be steam to it later tonight, tomorrow, the next day? Yes. But right now, there's not much steam. It's just speculation. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
All right. Before I go, I mentioned last week on the Knicks blog that I have this little expert of mine. His name is Dan Wilson. He's from a ghetto area in Paterson, New Jersey.
Dude. You're going to call up my show and disrespect me like that again?
What?
I don't want to hear about Dan Wilson on my show. You about Rashad McCants?
No, this is different.
Okay,
he's
well,
actually running for president of our school.
Well, okay, what do you
want to
say?
I just want to have your endorsement because he likes you a lot and he likes the Knicks blog. But
how
he
you
is,
say he what's that?
He likes the Knicks blog, but he's really shy. He doesn't like to call in.
Okay, well, I hope he wins for president.
All right, thank you very much. And he says Dwayne Wade is going to Chicago, and he's my expert. You have experts, so that's where I'm gonna leave you.
Okay, thanks, man. 646-478-5554 is the number. TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Rice Balls with you. Going to take you up until 10 o'clock tonight. And, whew, that kid is a little swift. Let's go back to the phones. Area code 201. You are on the air. TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. My name is Ali.
Ali, what's up, brother?
Are there going to be any Indian-born
hey,
players
hey,
in the NBA?
Hey, I hear laughter in the background. What's up with the laughter? Come on. You a bunch of punk kids trying to prank call my show?
No, I was talking about the NBA. Is there going to be any Indian-born players in the NBA soon?
I don't know. I mean, is there or is there going to be? What's the question?
Is there going to be?
I mean, I don't know. You'd have to – I don't know. Do you have a real legitimate question? Because I don't got time for you nonsense kids on my show.
No, like, this is a serious question because I am Indian, so I would like to know. You know, we have Asian, we have Spanish, we don't have Indian.
I mean, I'm sure they'll come. I just have faith, man.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 646-478-5554 is the number, TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Whoa, some interesting callers tonight. Let's go to area code 718. You're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
What's your name?
Name is Daryl.
Daryl, where are you calling from?
Calling from New Flushing.
Flushing, what's up, man?
Yeah, nothing much. I heard those guys right there. That was disrespect. But anyway, about Gabe Fruit and soon you.
Did you call the show already tonight? Hello?
Hello.
Did you call tonight?
No.
Oh, you sounded familiar. Okay, so what do you want to say?
About Sun Yu and Gabe Proulx. What do we do about Sun Yu?
What do we do about? I don't even think Sun Yu is going to make the team, to be honest, man. I think he'll maybe be the 15th man. He'll be on the bench in a suit.
What about Gabe Proulx?
Same thing. He'll probably be 14th man on the bench in a suit.
So we're never going to play them?
I doubt it. Maybe in preseason, catch a preseason game with the Garden.
No doubt.
Any other questions?
Who's going to win, Maccabi Tel Aviv or New York Knicks?
I'm going to go with the New York Knicks, but it's a preseason game. Maccabi Tel Aviv beat the Raptors in 06, or was it 05, so in the preseason game. So, I mean, it's a preseason game, man. You never know. I'm going to go with the Knicks, though. I'm going to stick with my orange and blue blood.
Me too. All right, man. I'll call later.
All right. 646-478-5554 is the number. TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Let's go to area code 347. You're on the air, TheKnicksBlog.com.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, brother?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? This is Barney Barnacles here. I'm just calling. Listen, I want to appreciate you.
Real quick, Barney, we had some bad calls tonight on the show.
Yeah, listen, I've been hearing these guys, these tough guys. You know, you got to tell these guys to wipe
their
cream behind their ears, brother, because
usually the callers on the show are very good, but tonight they've been
a little wacky. Yeah, listen, I mean, I'm glad you got me on the show here, but listen, you know, I'm on the J train of hell here. The whole thing is you got to tell these guys to calm down, you know, it's a bunch of ridiculous nonsense. Listen, I'm not a big fan of the Knicks here, but, you know, I'm a big fan of, I'm a personal fan for Richard Simmons. You know, anytime he needs me to fan down his grundle area, you know, I'm there for him, you know. But the Knicks, I mean, you want to talk about the Knicks, I mean, this guy's got to wipe the cream cheese behind the ears, you know. It's a bunch of bull, okay? So, listen, I mean, what are you going to do about these guys? You gotta block these guys out of here, you know. That's
you
what
know
you got
to
do.
I encourage everybody to call the show and have some fun, but at the same time,
Yeah,
last
I mean,
few callers,
hey,
I never did some callers on the show, but the last few callers have not been great.
Listen, the last few callers, you know, they're a bunch of fugazis, if you ask me, you know. Listen, like I said, I'm a personal fan for Richard Simmons here. Anytime he needs me to fan down his Grundle area, you know, I'm there for him, you know. But the Knicks got to shape up, okay? If they're not ready for this season, I mean, what can I say here? But the rest of these guys, they got to wipe the cream cheese behind the ears, you know.
I think they will, Barnaby. I think they will. I think they'll get there. I think the Knicks will be ready to go.
I hope they do. I hope they do, man. You know, listen, I'm kind of crowded up in this this J train of hell here. But you know what? Anything you need me to say, cause I'll say it. You know, I mean, I'm on live here, right? This is live.
You're on live. I'll give you 30 more seconds. Like you have the
If I can shave my chest out here, if I had enough room to shave my chest on this J train, I definitely would. But I don't have enough butter, so I'm gonna have. What's that?
That's funny.
No. Listen, I know. I understand. Listen, I want to take much more of your time here. I know I'm on the air, but listen, just do your thing, brother. Okay? Yeah, I'll keep listening. I'll try to choke down the rest of these guys. Okay.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, Barnaby.
Hey, man. Bunch of nonsense. Go ahead, brother.
That was the one and only Barnaby Barnacles, and usually we have a bunch of knowledgeable callers, and Barnaby sometimes just comes in the middle and just gives us some butter and chest hair and cream cheese talk. You know, listen, it's a little fun, it's all in good fun. So let's get back to the call. 646-478-5554 is the number, and let's go to area code 770. You're on the air, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling from the A-Town. You know, I'm originally from the Bronx.
The A-Town, wouldn't that be Atlanta?
Yeah.
What's going on in the ATL? What's going on with Jamal Crawford? Is he going to be the sixth man, or is he going to start? Are they going to go small?
Hey, first and foremost, if he's not blue and orange anymore, I can't support him, so I can't really do nothing with Jamal Crawford.
I was just curious, as a basketball fan, are the Hawks going to go small with Bibby, Johnson, and Moll, or are they going to just bring Jamal off the bench as a sixth man? Or do people even care about the Hawks in Atlanta?
Hey, I'm not from the A. I'm from the Bronx. I'm from Co-op City.
So, are you serious? So am I.
All right, I'm from Section 2. So
I'm from Section 5. Section 5.
Okay, that's what's up. I know everybody out there. I went to school with Truman, but that's beyond the point.
Actually, a guy who lives in my building, he went to Truman. He went to school with Rod Strickland, actually.
Get out of here. Rod Strickland's a little older than me.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
This guy's about that age, too.
What's his name?
His name's Curtis.
Curtis, you got curly hair?
A little bit. Curtis something. You want me to get you his exact name? He's
What's
on my
last
Facebook
name?
Page. Hold
this
up one
crazy.
Second.
This is crazy. You from Co-op City. This is crazy.
Hold
I
up
just
one
started
second.
Looking at this blog about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't. Tommy writes the blog. My name's Anthony. I'm the host of the show.
Yeah, I know Anthony writes boys. I see the time.
All right. Let's, I'll tell you who, is his name Curtis? Hold up one second. He lives in my building, and, Curtis Pender.
Curtis Pender. No. I thought you were
talking about He went to Truman. He was in my building, cool cat. He's our boys of Rod Strickland, actually.
Yeah, because Rod Strickland, I was down in Virginia Beach with Rod Strickland. I remember Rod Strickland. I was a youngster to Rod Strickland and his boys. They was in Building 11. And they used to take me out to go to Glackens and all that over on 138th and all that back in the day, man. I remember all that. Listen.
That's crazy. So next time you're up, you know, if you got Facebook, holler at me, Anthony Donahue. Next time you're up, you know, in the Bronx, it's a play some ball or something like that. Go to the Pelham Bay Diner or something, you know?
I'm coming up December 20th. I'm going to see the Jets versus Atlanta. I want to see the Jets do something big with them people.
Okay, you know? Well, you know, shoot me a holler. You want to grab a burger at the diner or something like that?
I'm going to hit you on the Facebook. I'm make sure I do that.
Anthony Donahue, hit me up.
I got you, but listen, that's what I really want to know because I don't get too much inside information. It's the best information I get from off your blog. What's going on with Big Ed Curry, man? Is he really trying to do something?
I mean, from everything that I'm hearing, and I've spoke to Wilson Chandler, I've spoke to Chris Duhon, I spoke to Chris Duhon today, actually.
Yeah.
Basically, Eddie Curry's been putting in work all summer, and I'm going to say this right now, I'm rooting for Eddie Curry. Eddie Curry has dug his own grave the last few years, but I like the guy. I've got a chance to know him a little bit the last few years. He's a great guy. I'm rooting like hell for him. And listen, I'm going to root for him. Apparently, he's shed 50 pounds. Apparently, no one's really seen a picture of him yet. He posted a picture of himself on Twitter a few weeks ago, just his face. The boy looked really fit. And one thing I heard that somebody I know saw him and said, listen, you're not going to mistake him for Jared Jeffries, but the boy is a hell of a lot thinner. And one thing you know, when he's in shape, he can score the ball. He might not ever rebound or block the shot, but he can score.
He's a problem, and I, you know, when I be on the block,
do you mean a good problem or a bad problem?
No, when I say it's, I mean a good problem. He's a,
now, I remember real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, I was talking to Donnie Walsh when he first got the job.
Yeah.
And he liked, let me tell you this right now, Donnie Walsh likes Eddie Curry a lot because he remembers when Eddie Curry was in Chicago in the 2004-05 season, and Eddie Curry put in work against the Pacers. He put in work.
I listened to the game when he played the Suns one time. He gave Stoudemire like 40.
That was back in 07, January 07,
yeah,
the Garden.
He did Stoudemire dirty. Like, what I'm saying is the boy got potential. And
he does. He does.
There's a lot of dudes out here on the blogs that be saying Eddie Curry's fat and he's this, he's
that.
Well,
he has been. The last 2 years, he has been.
No, I understand that. And everybody's negative and down on the Knicks. All I know is this. You come into this year fresh without all the Marbury foolishness. You got D'Antoni finally having a set roster, what have you. Everybody's worried about what the Knicks didn't do, not getting Sessions, not doing this. But the one thing you do have is you're going to have a little continuity right here.
I agree.
And if this
they're going to compete every night. They're going to compete every night.
Yeah, they're going to be a problem. And whereas a lot of these teams, this is what I see. Everybody says all the other teams got better, right? Everybody, you know, Vince Carter went over to Orlando, and Boston got Garnett and this, that, and other. But they are
and Rasheed Wallace.
They're at the end of their ropes. We at the beginning of ours. You see what I'm saying? They got a 2-3 year window tops to do anything. After that, them teams is over, man. Vince Carter and them is finished, man. Maybe.
Listen, I'm looking at the Knicks lineup right now with Chris Duhon. My starting lineup right now is Chris Duhon, Larry Hughes, Al Harrington, David Lee, and Eddie Curry, with Nate Wilson and Gallinari off the bench, and they're going to get a lot of run. I just like Larry starting as shooting guard. I know I'm going to get some heat on that. I like Larry starting at the two. There is some talent on this roster.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, are they going to win a championship? Probably not. But can they compete every night and possibly make it to the playoffs? Yes, they can.
I think they can compete enough just to be able to make those moves they need to make next season. That's
the one thing I don't want to see is Jared Jeffries on the court, though. I just don't want to.
Absolutely
not. People talk about the Knicks need to showcase Jared Jeffries. God damn, no, they don't. If you're a team and you're going to get Jared Jeffries, you know what you're getting. Dude does nothing. Don't tell me about his defensive presence. He can't even catch the ball in the paint to make a layup. Forget about making the layup. The guy can't even catch the ball.
He's some trash, but he's, what, 6'10"?
6'10", and gets 2 rebounds a game. Can't make a layup in the paint. And can't even catch. I've never seen a guy drop so many balls.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, that's an Isaiah move or whatever. He's some trash. But he's, as Stephen A. would say, he's serviceable.
Yeah, on a good day. It's like when Malik Rose was on the Spurs, he just kind of blended in. You didn't notice how bad he was.
Yeah,
when he
exactly.
came to the Knicks, Malik Rose thought he was the number one option. You're like, wow, this dude is bad. But on the Spurs, he just blended in with Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Parker, and those guys, and you didn't notice him because he knew his role. Remember when he got to the Knicks back in 2005, Malik thought he was like a go-to guy or something. He was like, well, boy, get this guy off the court.
Yeah, he's some trash. He thought he was going to get big minutes doing that little drop stuff. He's some pure D trash. But this year, I think the Knicks got a valid chance this year with their running gun style, that 7 seconds or less thing that D'Antoni's going to try and install. And
yeah,
doesn't have nobody in the way this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Listen, thanks for the phone call from the ATL. Hit me up on Facebook, Anthony Donahue. And,
I got you, man. I got
you. Let's wrap when you get to the BX, man.
No question. One.
No doubt. 646-478-5554. Get a lot of calls from the ATL on the show here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. And let's go to area code 201. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Hello, area code 201-638. You're on the air. Hello, 632.
Hello.
What's up? I hear you. Do you want to talk or do you want to be a jerk? All right, listen, I'm not going to listen. I don't mind you want to call up my show, you want to have some fun, but I don't got time for nonsense. And if you're going to call up with nonsense, you're not going to be on the air. So it's that simple. So you want to talk, you want to talk. You're on the air. You got something to say?
Yeah, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, what's up? 201, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. I want to talk about my man Larry Hughes right now.
What's up? What do you got on Larry Hughes?
Man, Larry Hughes, this guy is one of the most overrated, never should have been traded to the Knicks, one of our worst decisions we've ever made in our lives. This guy's jump shot looks like a kid who's 5 years old trying to hit the rim. He's got the flattest shot I've ever seen, man.
Oh, Larry's not bad. He's a veteran. He plays some defense. I think he's going to get some burn. I think he'll... And he's a volume shooter. He can get hot. And in Mike's and the Knicks system, Larry can be serviceable.
He can be, but the thing is he's not going to be serviceable in this system ever because this guy, I mean, he had some success in Cleveland. But other than that, this guy has just been trash. I mean, you should just forget about this guy. And, like, we should.
He had some success in Washington early in his career with Philly. He's not as bad as you're saying.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm saying he's equal to Sun Yu quality. No, I'm just playing, man.
What is he equal to?
Sun Yu.
I mean, I think he's a little bit better than Sun Yu.
Yeah, I'm just playing, man. Going back to Sun Yu, that guy can barely start for the Chinese national team. Why is he in our team?
I don't even really think he's going to make the team. I think he's just the guy who's going to take up space during training camp.
I think he's just there for the, you know, Chinese over crosstown Yi Jian Leon rivalry to get that Chinatown vibe going.
Yi Jian is one of the worst players in the league, I think. So, I mean,
he's not exactly a star either.
So,
one of my friends, he's a Net fan. He thinks Yi Jian Leon is like the next David Lee. He says he's got rebounding skills. He's got all over jump shot. He's ambidextrous. I don't know what that kid's talking about.
No, I don't think he's very good. You got anything else on your mind?
What is it?
Anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, and one last thing. I'm a high school student, right? And I just want to give a shout-out to my boy, The Money Dan Wilson. Everybody, anybody listening who knows me, vote for my man, D-Money, Dan Wilson for president
now. Got another call for Dan Wilson tonight here on the KnicksBlog.com, the KnicksBlog Radio, 646-478-5554. Is the number. Now, a lot of people are going to call up over the next few weeks and bash Larry Hughes, and I don't have a huge problem with Larry Hughes. Do I think Larry Hughes is an answer for the long term at the Knicks shooting guard position? No. I mean, with all these guys the Knicks are going to have and Mike D'Antoni is going to have to worry about, just because I think Larry Hughes should start at shooting guard does not necessarily mean he's going to play 35 minutes a night. He might only play 25 minutes a night. I just like Larry Hughes as a starting shooting guard. You keep him happy. You don't want to tick the guy off. Just start the guy. He's a good defender, and one thing the Knicks need is to get us a good start in the first quarter. And, you know, guarding the other team's shooting guard or best scorer, you stick Larry Hughes on them is not necessarily the worst idea in the world. 646-478-5554 is the number. And let's go to area code 917. You're on the air, theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio.
Anthony.
What's up?
How you doing, man? It's James.
What's up, James? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
What's up, James?
Not much. So we still have Wilson. What do you think about this Wally Szczerbiak talk? It kind of died down by last week.
I mean, he's a good veteran. I think Wally Szczerbiak would have been good to bring in a few years ago. The thing about bringing in Wally is that I mentioned at the top of the show, Chris Duhon, Larry Hughes, Al Harrington, David Lee, Eddie Curry, Nate Robinson, Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Jordan Hill, Tony Douglas, Darko Milicic, and I guess Jared Jeffries. Those are 12 guys that could all possibly get minutes. Now, if you just sign Wally Szczerbiak outright, that gives you 13. Where are the minutes going to be? You know,
I figure Wally Szczerbiak fills in for Quentin Richardson, and I would use Danilo in the minutes I use Jared.
Yeah, but you still got Darko Milicic. You still got a healthy Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler getting more minutes. You can't look at it as filling in for Quentin Richardson, because I don't think he really did much last year. And, you know, last year you had so many small forwards. You know, Al Harrington is a natural small forward. Danilo Gallinari is a natural small forward.
I do think that Wally Szczerbiak would do better with the minutes that Quentin Richardson got last year.
Yeah, I agree, but then I totally agree with you, James. I do. But here's the thing. Where's the minutes for Al Harrington? Where's the minutes for Danilo Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, Jordan Hill? You know, that's the thing, is that I have no problem bringing in Wally Szczerbiak, and that would give you 12 to 13 guys that could conceivably get run on this roster. But where's the continuity if you have 12, 13 guys that you play? Hell, you can only dress 12. So,
all right, well, I have no problem with Wally,
but where's he going to play with all these guys?
That's a good point, but I know you've watched every game, so you obviously watched last year. Is Al Harrington a starter? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
But, I mean, does Mike D'Antoni think so?
Yeah, I think there was times where Big Al came off the bench, but Al Harrington, I think, is definitely a starter.
But there was a good stretch where he was coming off the bench, and I think the Knicks played pretty good basketball during that stretch.
I think Al Harrington's a starter. He'll take some bad shots. One thing about Al, he respects his craft. The guy plays really hard. I like Al Harrington as a starter.
I love Al Harrington as a player, regardless of where he comes from. But I do think that he proved that he's a versatile scorer whether he comes off the bench.
All right, let's say Al Harrington's not a starter. You think Wally Szczerbiak's a starter?
No, I don't. But the projected lineup that I've seen on some blogs has Wilson at the 2 with Danilo at the 3.
I think you can play Wilson and Danilo together. I don't like Wilson at the starting shooting guard position because I don't think – I mean, the starting shooting guard doesn't necessarily have to be a great ball handler, but you want your starting shooting guard to be able to handle the rock a little bit. And one thing about Mike's system is that he doesn't want the guys to dribble the rock a lot, but he wants guys to create plays for themselves and others. And as good of a player Wilson Chandler is, and as good of a player Wilson Chandler is going to be, I'm not sure I like Wilson Chandler at the shooting guard position because that's a position you want that player to create plays for himself off the dribble and plays for others. And I'm not sure if Wilson Chandler would be a great fit at shooting guard. At the 3, I love Wilson at the 3. Absolutely love it. But at the shooting guard position, I'm not sure about Wilson at the 2. But is that something I'm shooting down completely? No, I just don't think Wilson Chandler is a good fit at shooting guard.
Well, I'm a big believer in units, and I really believe, you know, obviously you remember the 99 team. And in my opinion, 99 team had the best bench of any team maybe in the last 20 years.
Sprewell, Thomas, and Camby were the three guys. Sprewell, Thomas, Camby, and Childs were the three main guys off the bench.
I mean,
that's four
guys that would have started any team that year.
Sprewell, Thomas,
Camby,
and Childs on this team, though?
Well, I'm not saying that, but you know, if you have Nate Robinson and Al Harrington coming off the bench, that's a lot of firepower.
So and Gallinari and Chandler too.
I'm
gonna stick with my starting lineup with Chris Duhon, Larry Hughes, Al Harrington, David Lee, Eddie Curry. Now it's not a guarantee.
Larry Hughes.
Yes.
Really?
At starting shooting guard, yes. Does that mean 25 to 30 minutes a night? No. But starting shooting guard, I have no problem starting Larry Hughes.
I love Larry Hughes defensively, and I know how important that is. But I honestly, I don't want to sound like your previous caller, who really sounded like he knew nothing. But I don't like Larry Hughes starting in the two guard spot. I really don't. I don't believe that he's committed.
I think he's committed. I think he's in a contract year. I think you want to keep the guy at the very least a little bit happy. And I'm going to stick to that. I mean, listen, is Larry Hughes going to be playing in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left in a tie game? Probably not. You're probably going to have Nate Robinson in that position. But I have no problem starting with Larry Hughes. Now, if you're 2-7, then, yeah, you got to make a change. But as of right now, that's my starting lineup. Now, could I change my opinion on October 18th? Yeah, I could. But as of right now, I like Larry at the 2. And you could call me in debate. I have no problem with that. We're just having a conversation. But I like Larry Hughes at starting shooting guard.
Let me make one more last point
for
you.
Sure, go right ahead.
Christmas Day, huh?
Oh, I'll be there.
How about it, though? How about it's coming back slowly?
I'm excited. It's the first time the Knicks have played on Christmas Day since December 25th, 2001, when the Knicks beat the Raptors in a rematch from the first round the year prior.
And was that game at the Garden?
Yeah, it was. I was eating, I didn't go to that one that year. I was eating dinner on City Island, and then I was watching the game on the TV.
I mean, I'm excited. Knicks back on national TV, Christmas Day. It's a good start, I think.
And what a Christmas present to Wayne Wade. How about that, huh?
Oh, and, you know, it's not the same, but, you know, Knicks Heat, you always like to beat those guys.
No question, man, no question.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I'll talk to you soon.
No problem, man, anytime. Appreciate the support. 646-478-5554 is the number, thenixblog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. Rice Ball is with you, taking up until 10 o'clock. Got a few more minutes. Tommy D is not here tonight. He is in a championship softball game, so obviously all the best to Tommy. 646-478-5554 is the number. The next call, I believe, is a blocked ID. So just start talking. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? What's your name?
My name is John.
What's up, John? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
What is up, John?
I would just like to talk about Jared Jeffries.
Why?
He's pretty bad.
You from the show. Come on. No, I'm just kidding. What's on your mind?
He's pretty bad, man.
He's pretty bad.
He's terrible. He's like $6 million for this guy, man. This guy sucks.
No, he got a $30 million contract.
I'm talking six per, right? Am I correct?
I thought he said 60. My bad. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. This guy sucks.
Oh, he's terrible.
So bad. He's like, I mean, I remember that one time, wide open layup. I was at this game, wide open
one
layup.
One time, I could tell you about 20 times you missed the wide open layup.
Yeah, man, I feel you, I feel you. But, yeah, I just wanted to call, because you were talking about Jeffries before, man. He sucks.
And people, like, I feel that people try to always sell Jared Jeffries to me. Since the day we got Jeffries, whether it's, you know, my co-host Tommy, whether it's, that's not a knock on Tommy, it's just an opinion, friends of mine I work with, kids in the street will try to sell me on Jared Jeffries, and I'm not saying this bragging, but when you're there courtside every night watching this guy, this makes you sick. Now, like I said, if Jared Jeffries was on the Celtics, would he be a serviceable player? If he was on the Spurs, if he was on a good Phoenix team, could Jared be a serviceable player? Yeah, because, or like with Washington, because he would just blend in. But on a team that's not good, when he's almost the focal point, yeah, he just looks so much worse. But also at the same time, if Jared's on a good team, he still drops passes and misses layups. So you're still going to notice that stuff too.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, that's all I got to say. I just want to give a shout-out to my boy Dan Wilson.
Thanks for the call, 646-478-5554. Let's go to area code 941. You're on the air, the KnicksBlog.com, the KnicksBlog Radio.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, yeah, this is Pete. I'm in Florida.
What's up, Pete? How's it going down in Florida? How's the weather?
Hot. Been close to 90 all day.
Oh, it's chilly up in the NYC right now.
Oh, I love New York. I love New York.
Bringing out little sweaters now, the fall jacket. It's got a nice sweatshirt.
Yeah, for sure. I got a couple things.
Okay.
I see we got this year we'll have Gallinari healthy.
Yep.
We'll have Curry healthy. Duhon should have some help. What do you think about Douglas helping Duhon? Because that kind of wore him out last year.
Tony's a third-team All-American, first-team ACC. I think Tony's going to help a lot. He can score the ball. He can manage the team. The one thing about Tony Douglas is that he's also a leader as well on and off the basketball court. I think Tony Douglas is going to help, but he's going to be a rookie, so there's going to be some ups and downs. But, yeah, I think that's one thing with Duhon last year, because when Nate played, Nate usually played off the ball. So Duhon was playing 30 to 40 minutes a night, and he, you know, by the All-Star break, Chris was dead. Chris was spent. So one thing the Knicks haven't had really since probably Howard Eisley is a legitimate backup point guard. Even when the Knicks had Stephon Marbury, and Stephon Marbury was playing great basketball, the Knicks, for some reason, have never signed a legitimate backup point guard. Now, for this year, maybe Tony will be the starting point guard in 2 or 3 years, but all I know is to spell Chris Duhon, you need a legitimate backup point guard. And if Chris can take his minutes down to 28 to 32 minutes a game as opposed to 40, it's going to help Chris come March and April when hopefully the Knicks are playing meaningful basketball games. So I think Tony will help a lot.
Yeah, I agree with your lineup for starting. My question too also is, you got Curry. If he gets a start, I think like Darko's going to come in and bring in that shot blocking, hopefully some.
Yep.
Rebounding, and that he's got that little jumper too that'll help kind of change the game up where Curry can post down. So I'm hoping Curry comes in healthy and
bench. Curry's had a great summer, and I know for a fact if Curry's in shape and Curry's motivated, which apparently he is, I think Curry can definitely do some damage.
Now, what do you think about? I know D'Antonio wanted to play Gallinari at the four.
Yeah, well, one thing about, I think we got to realize about Mike D'Antoni to you and also all the Knicks fans listening here on theKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, Mike doesn't look at positions, I don't think. And even when I'm doing my starting lineup right now, I'm like, I got Chris Duhon at the one, Larry Hughes at the two, Al at the three, Dealey at the four, and Eddie at the five. Mike doesn't use positions except for the point guard. All right, you're the one. Everything else is up for grabs. So we're almost all wrong saying, you know what, he should play the four. And you know what, I like him at the three. Or, you know, Wilson's not a two. The thing about Mike D'Antoni is that he really doesn't use positions, you know?
Yeah.
So
you know what?
He just puts the best five guys out there. If you look at the Suns team in 2004, 2005, when he got to camp, he said, I don't really have a team that's going to fit with the right position here or there. So he started, and no one thought it was going to work. Steve Nash, Joe Johnson, Quentin Richardson, Sean Marion, Al Harrington, and not Al Harrington, Amari Stoudemire. If people said, hey, that's a little bit too small, that's not going to work. Well, what happened? They won 60-plus games and, you know, got to the conference finals. So that's the thing about Mike D'Antoni is that he's not going to necessarily use positions. He's probably just going to throw a point guard and the best four guys out there after that.
Yeah. One more thing is, like, they keep not, you know, they haven't signed Nate yet. And the one thing, yeah, Nate's a great scorer. The one thing I do like that he reminds me of the old, because he's got that fire, like John Starks, Patrick Ewing in those days when they had that fire and that competitive nature, and they get out there, they compete hard. And sometimes you get all the Knicks, they don't come out with that fire. And Nate comes out. He's aggressive, you know.
He
comes
off with fire. I think the thing about Nate, though, and I like Nate, and I think Nate needs to be more about – sometimes Nate is a little bit too much about Nate. And Nate needs to be more about the orange and blue in the front of the jersey as opposed to the back of the jersey.
It's that big billboard out there.
Yeah, they took that down. And I believe right now there's a billboard of LeBron. Or they might have changed it to Derek Jeter. I haven't been down by the Garden in a few weeks. Was a billboard of LeBron. There was actually, how about this? There's a billboard outside the Garden right now of LeBron James. But I think they might have changed it to Derek Jeter. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm waiting to get some tickets to see him out here, either in Orlando or in Miami. Last time they played Miami last
was that,
year.
The Knicks or Cleveland?
Oh, the Knicks. Knicks for sure.
Were you at the game? Were you at the game when Dwayne Wade went off in the fourth quarter on that Saturday night?
I saw it on TV after they busted his lip and he kind of
crazy.
Yeah. Well, we beat them at the first game of the season last year.
I was there. I was there courtside in the second row.
Yeah, I was at that game.
Oh, you came up there?
Yeah, I went to that game there and took my kids. That's the first Knick game. They're all Knick fans now.
Oh, great.
Oh, Knicks for life. So.
No doubt.
Anyway, that's all we got.
I love the passion. I love the desire.
Oh, that's it. We'll get it back. We'll get it back.
We will. We will. Have the faith.
Yep, that's it. All right, thank you. You have a good night.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. 646-478-5554. We got time for one more call on tonight's show on the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio, and this is the last call of the show, so this better be good, and geez, it better not be for Dan Wilson. Let's go to area code 646. You're on the air, the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. You're with Rice Bulls.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
What up, Johnny? What's good, son?
What's up, Johnny? Have you listened to the show tonight?
I'm actually working.
Yeah, one thing we... what's that?
I'm actually working.
All right, no doubt. What's on your mind tonight as far as NYK?
Yeah.
We got about a minute, so just spit it real quick.
All right, off the topic, this is like way off, but like, do the Knicks, do they make alternative uniforms that's in orange for this year?
I didn't hear that.
I swear to God, Google it. I saw a picture of Nate Robinson with an orange jersey, unless somebody...
I'm not sure. I've always thought about that over the years. Like, if the Knicks ever have a third color in orange, but I think I love orange on the jersey, but as a whole jersey, I'm not so sure.
Nah, the Knicks, it's too much tradition with the Knicks. It's like the Yankees, you know, don't change. I mean, you know, you alter it a little bit. But, I swear to God, like, Google it, and I see Nate Robinson. I don't know if it's how true it is. Maybe somebody photoshopped it, but it looks hideous.
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, but I agree with you with the D'Antoni's team. Like, you know, he's always been with a point guard and then, you know, the rest of all
four guys.
And
four random guys, you know?
Because the Matrix probably part of him that wanted to leave Phoenix because he didn't want to play the four. He probably wanted to play the three.
Exactly. Like, he was playing. That's the thing about the Matrix, man, is that he always felt Steve Nash got way too much credit because here's a guy who's 6'6", 6'7", playing power forward, getting, you know, 12 rebounds a game, guarding the other team's best player, and he always felt that he never got any credit.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most underrated players, like, I've seen, like, during that time. He's not, you know, of course he's not the same, but he was just so underrated at the time.
I agree, Johnny, I agree.
All right, just one quick thing. It's starting five for the Knicks. Just spell it out for me, because, like, I'm kind of, you know, I don't have a clue. But, I mean, yeah, just your starting five, and then I'll be good, man.
Well, you want to hear my starting five?
Yep.
All right, as of right now, Johnny, we thank you for the phone call here on the KnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. I said it a few times tonight. My starting five actually would be Nate Robinson, Chris Duhon at the point, Larry Hughes, Al Harrington, David Lee, Eddie Curry. That might be changed next Wednesday at 9 p.m. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all the callers. It's been a great show. Friend me on Facebook, Anthony Donahue. Once again, that's Anthony Donahue. Hit me up on Facebook. It's been a great show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. The schedule is going to change when the season starts. Right now until basically preseason, it's every Wednesday, 9 p.m. I want to thank you. Thank the callers. See you next week. TheKnicksBlog.com, the Knicks Blog Radio. New York.